Shopping is more than necessity or recreation for Americans. The global economy, let's face it, relies on American consumption. And this is the height of the season. Locally, retail accounts for 25% of Hawaii's workforce. One in four people here works in the retail sector. It is the largest contributor to the state's excise tax revenue. Kind of makes you wonder how this current shopping season's going.
With respect to the resident customer, they have to almost relearn how to shop Ala Moana Center.
Scott Creel is Senior Marketing Manager at Ala Moana Center, where the new Bloomingdale's opened early November, along with several other stores in that Eva area that used to house Sears.
So we were able to not only add a new Nordstrom box, but also a new Bloomingdale's box. And we've added a net increase of 1,000 parking spaces.
The new section simply continues Eva from Banana Republic, with Bloomingdale's on the left and Nordstrom set to open in March straight ahead. It all looks a little sparse on some of the levels. An average 30,000 people a day patronize Ala Moana Center, 43% of them local.
If you park in the Mauka Eva parking structure, because of the availability of parking, you can often be shopping while other people are circling.
Creel recommends avoiding peak shopping hours, that's 11 to 3 on weekends, and says after work on weekdays is really best for locals. He says the depth and breadth of merchandise at Ala Moana trump online shopping, but they've added a parcel delivery option for people who just love getting stuff at their door. Cherie Sakamoto is president of the Retail Merchants of Hawaii. She says the 2015 shopping seasons had some surprises.
The exciting thing is that, of course, shoppers shopped a lot on cyberspace.
How huge was that increase?
Nearly 49%.
Geez, that's crazy, isn't it?
You know, the thing about it is it's getting higher and higher.
Sakamoto believes physical stores with merchandise will always be with us, but so will cyber price comparing.
Even if the economy is doing better, they're still going to buy it online if it's cheaper.
Sakamoto points to a Yelp Harris poll showing Hawaii number two among the top cities to shop local.
Most of our local vendors are in smaller communities. They could be at Pearl Ridge or Kaimuki, or they're standalones.
Do you see the fairs, pop-ups, and night market making an impact?
It seems like all of the, you know, small entrepreneurs that are starting to open up, they're doing really well.
Sakamoto anticipates hundreds of new retail spaces in the next few years, from the International Marketplace through Kaka'ako and out into Kapolei, plus many developments along the transit corridor. How does this 2015 season seem to be going?
I think they're extremely all optimistic. You know, for most of our retailers, this is where they make up the majority of their profit for the year. They're hoping it'll get better over the next couple of weeks.
Brick-and-mortar shops become more critical as shipping time disappears. If you do have a favorite local small vendor, check their website for upcoming pop-ups and bargains. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.